Good morning. Happy Sabbath. As you can see, the story today is a question that a little girl asked her daddy in a very, very, very frightening time. She kept asking her daddy, "Do you see me, Daddy? Do you see me?" This happened many, many years ago during World War II. In the city of London. In the city of London, an enemy started bombing their city, and homes were destroyed. And for safety, people had to go to the railway station that was underground. And as you can see, it's a very crowded place. There's not a lot of room because so many people had to go underground for safety. And it was hard to find a place to sleep. Look at how they were sleeping, how they were stacked together, and they still had to deal with the railway train going through. They still had to deal with a lot of things. And in this particular story, the little girl, her daddy, and her mother were living in what we call an apartment complex. The sirens went off, the bombs were coming, and they had to hurry up and run to get out of their apartment, to get down to the railway station underground. And in the process, the mommy got hurt. She turns out to be okay, but the mommy got hurt. So she had to be brought to the medical station. That left daddy and the little girl to find a place that they could be able to sleep. The daddy found a place that they could sleep, and it was very crowded, as you can see. And the little girl was sad, and she was scared. She didn't know what was going to happen to her mommy. And bombs were still, you could still hear that they were going off. But daddy found a place for him to lay down and for her to lay down in a cot beside him. And he tried to calm her down. And then the lights went very dim, and it was very hard to see inside of this shelter. Little girl liked to lay on her left side, which means she was facing daddy. Daddy also liked to lay on the left side, which means his back was turned to her. So if she opened her eyes, she saw the back of daddy's head. She saw his back, and she was still scared. And she started to cry, and she said, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, turn to me, daddy, turn to me." So he rolled over, and he comforted his daughter. He covered her up. He patted her. And he said, "Honey, it'll be okay." "But, Daddy, we lost our house." "But, Daddy, Mommy." "But, Daddy." "Honey, it's going to be okay." "Okay, Daddy, I'll try to sleep." So she laid down. She closed her eyes. But she looked up, and Daddy had rolled back the other way. She said, "Daddy, turn and look at me." So he rolled back over, and he realized that it was going to be very important for him to be facing her. She was still crying, still very upset. And he said, "Honey, try to sleep. It's going to be very important that you try to sleep. I'm right here. It'll be okay." "Okay, Daddy. Okay." So she tried to close her eyes. She tried to sleep. But she could still hear the bombs going off. Mommy wasn't there. She opened her eyes. "Daddy, can you see me?" "Yes, honey, I can still see you." Okay, Daddy. Okay. She closed her eyes. Opened them up again. "Daddy, can you still see me?" "Yes, honey, I can still see you. Now try to go to sleep." "Okay, Daddy." She wasn't crying at this point, but she was still scared. She tried to go to sleep, still couldn't go to sleep. She opened her eyes. "Daddy, can you still see me?" "Yes, honey, I can still see you." "Okay, Daddy." You can hear a change in her, because every time she woke up, Daddy was looking at her. Finally, Daddy said, "Honey, go to sleep. I will always be looking at you." She tried to go to sleep, but she did for just a little bit. She woke up. "Daddy,
Daddy.
Yes, because Daddy had fallen asleep too. And she waved her hand just a little bit. Daddy, can you see what I'm doing? Yes, sweetheart. And he waved back. Okay, Daddy. I know you see me. She was able to go to sleep. When they woke up in the morning, Daddy still was facing her. So the first thing she saw was Daddy's face, even though he was asleep. She knew all through the night Daddy had been looking at her. Daddy had been facing her. And she found out Mommy was going to be okay and be able to join them the next day. So all was okay. But it was very important that she knew that Daddy was looking at her. Now God says, I am always with you. I will never leave you abandoned. He said, I turn my face to you. Now sometimes we sing that little song, be careful little child what you do, for the Father up above is looking down, okay, at you. But we need to know that his looking down is not to scare us. His looking down is to watch over us. And so it's really, really important that you and I understand that even though sometimes we don't know that God is looking at us, we can be like the little girl and said, Father God, are you looking at me? Father God, can you see me? You need to know that God is always looking, and he's looking to help you. He's looking to strengthen you. He's looking to comfort you. He's looking to guide you. He's looking there to bring salvation to you. Why would God do all that? Because he loves us. Do you think the daddy in that shelter loved his little girl? Absolutely. Loved her enough to say, I'm here. I'm looking at you. I see you. And she was able to go to sleep. The same thing with our God. He's looking at you because he loves you. And he cares about you. And when you feel scared or when you feel upset, when things go on that you don't understand, you need to always remember that God said, I will never leave you. I will never leave you abandoned. I will always be there looking at you because I love you. Amen? Amen. Who would like to pray for us today? Okay. Valerie was first and then.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today that you let us know that you're always looking at us and that you love us, and that's why you're always here for us, watching us, because you love us. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Dear God, in Jesus' name, amen. Dear God, thank you for the whole church and the Sabbath school and the children's story. In Jesus' name, amen.